Welcome to our Court Report. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get right to it in just a moment. I want you to meet three key North Shore girls basketball coaches here on the Court Report. Adam DeBadges from Bishop Fenwick High School. Coach DeBadges, his team is the number 4 seed. They will be opening up play Friday night at home against Linfield in the D3 tournament, D3 North tournament. While we're on the subject of D3 North, Joe Lowe from Winthrop High School, they already have a win under their belt. They beat Bedford 2 nights ago. They'll be playing at Whittier tomorrow night, Thursday night, in a tournament game in D3. So that would find number 6 Winthrop at number 3 Whittier. And joining us will be Mike Wilson from Rockport High School. His Rockport team was a winner last night against Lynn Tech. They'll be taking on Maimonides at Brookline High School on Saturday night in a D4 game, quarterfinal round game on Saturday night at 7:30 at Brookline High School. All three coaches coming right up on the Court Report. Bishop Fenwick basketball coach Adam DeBadges is with us. They are the number 4 seed in the D3 North bracket, and they'll be taking on Linfield on Friday night, 7 o'clock, and at Fenwick. And Adam, Coach DeBadges, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I cannot believe that this is the first time all season that we've talked or even run into each other, as a matter of fact, I think. But you guys play in an incredibly tough division conference, 14-6, 700 record. So tell us about your assessment for the Fenwick season this year.
It's been very good. I mean, we knew we were going to be young. We graduated 8 seniors last year. You know, two are playing college basketball. One is going to be playing college basketball. So some very good players and some very good leaders. And so, you know, we have one senior right now. We got 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores, mm-hmm. and, you know, a few great juniors. So, I mean, we're young. We knew it was kind of going to be different. We've definitely... You know, we've won some close games, which is nice because it's good experience for these kids. And, you know, we couldn't really get over the hump of, you know, some of the upper echelon teams, but we still have had a very good season and been very good growth from our kids.
Well, let me ask you to zero in on a few of those kids with names and so on who are contributing. You do sound young, by the way. Not yourself, Adam, but your players.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding you. So who are some of the key players for Fenwick this year?
Well, our 2 captains have been great, Michaela Rossi and Liz Gonzalez. Michaela's the only senior, and this is her 3rd year on the team. She came in as a freshman and was starting right away due to injuries, actually, but you know, always has played a lot, but they've just been great leaders, some of the best I've ever had. And then junior Annie Murphy, who's been on the team also since she's a freshman. She's out right now with a sprained ankle, but, you know, she had a great year overall. She's always a leading scorer and rebounder. Veronica Tache, who's a junior, made a huge jump from pretty much, you know, coming off the bench last year, playing some minutes as a sophomore, but really this year she starts and plays 30 minutes a game and is a shutdown defender and then also, you know, our 2nd leading scorer. So she's really kind of making the jump from bench player to almost a full-fledged stud, if not a full-fledged stud already. So those girls, we've had nice contributions from junior Bryn Bertucci, who's her 1st year on varsity, but she's just been really good. And, you know, all 3 of the freshmen, Bella Romero, is a freshman who starts at the moment. Morgan Kachin is a freshman who wasn't playing much at the beginning of the year, but now is into a bigger role. And Erica Lendo is one of our best shooters and one of our best basketball players. You know, she hasn't played as much as the other 2, but still. And then the 2 sophomores have been great as well. Maria Arfaros is one of our point guards, and Emma Burke is one of our better shooters. So that's our team, pretty much. That's everyone on our team. And, you know, they all have a lot of different attributes, and it's really kind of up to me a lot to figure out which best 5 are working best and all that. So, been okay.
Sounds like a lot of maybe not interchangeable parts, but, certainly a lot of moving parts to try to figure out, it sounds like to me, yeah. Adam, tell me about if there was a statement game or two for you guys this year, as you as you concluded the regular season, as you look back, you say, "Well, this is this was a great game," or two, "This was a big learning game for us."
Yeah, I would say like we went down to Bishop Feehan and we lost that game by two, and they're one of a perennial powerhouse, and so it kind of taught us that we can play with anyone if we really want to play, and and even another loss, we lost at home against St. Mary's by 10, and they're kind of rolling over everyone. So, keep that game that close again with a young team kind of taught us, hey, girls, this is, and it was really just a bunch of a couple runs there that brought St. Mary's over the edge. So, it was really a learning point of getting the girls to understand that playing, you have to play 32 minutes to win a game. You can't play 28, which is what we played that night. And the game's 32 minutes long. If you just have 4 minutes of, off in a daze, then, you're not going to beat good teams. So those two losses really, and then, it's been a bunch of close wins, but, I think sometimes the losses teach better lessons.
No, absolutely, and you're right. With as far as consistency, good teams are consistent, and great teams are always very consistent. I guess when you're, and it doesn't take more than a minute or two in a game to let it slip away from you when you're playing a powerhouse. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Hey, what do you know about Linfield? So they'll be at your place Friday night in the tournament. Of course, each of you guys with byes in that first round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very skilled. They're very skilled, and they're very they got a good mix of players. They got tall players that can also shoot and dribble, and point guards quick, and they got girls that are not small who can shoot and dribble and drive. That's tough. We might have like a couple tallest girls on the court, but I think they have more consistent height. And, they're not just tall, they can play. So they're tough. They got seems to me they have 8 or 9 players who can play. And we're very similar, I think. So I think it's going to be a very even matchup. Who knows what will actually happen, but my guess is it'll be a close game. And, it comes down to, as always, doing little things, with big rebounds and late spots and hitting big shots and stuff like that, making sure you hit the easy ones. There's a lot of moments in basketball games where players just miss an easy one here or there, and you lose by 4, and you're like, if we just had that layup or that free throw. So it's going to come down to those little things. It's, that's tournament basketball. And runs, you just can't allow runs, and you gotta take care of momentum, take it when you have it. You got to really build leads that way.
I gotcha. Hey, last question, Adam. Who's coaching with you this year for on the Fenwick coaching staff?
My assistant's name is Dave Harrington. He's a friend. He actually runs the AAU program Evolution. And Leanne O'Hara, who has been with us for a long time, she's the former Revere coach, and a former player named Bridget Corcoran, who was one of my captains maybe 6 years ago. So she's been awesome, too. So they're great. I mean, they're just great people. They're the type of people that I could leave, practice, go scout a game, and have a feeling that the practice is going to be just as good, if not better, if I was there. So they're awesome.
You got it. Adam, great talking with you. Best of luck Friday night. And sorry it took so long to catch up with you this year, but congrats to you guys and for a really a solid season and a lot of growth this year, it sounds like. So congrats and good luck.
Thanks for calling. You're right, though. It's sometimes I usually see you in December.
That's right, in the Jamboree and stuff. Yeah, so the season usually has a rocky start when you have to see me is what I'm trying to get out here. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right, Adam, thank you. And hold on the line here. That's Adam DeBadges from Bishop Fenwick High School. Just ahead, Joe Lowe from Winthrop High School will be joining us on The Court Report. Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
people come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Winthrop coach Joe Lowe is joining us here. And Joe, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you guys have one win under your belt in the Division III tournament, a 43-34 win over Bedford. And I got to be honest with you, Joe, when I saw that matchup, I'm thinking, oh, man, Bedford, tough league. Even though you're a higher-seeded team, tough, tough matchup, I was thinking. But congrats. Tell us about the game now 2 nights ago.
Yeah, Bill, that was actually, in the coach's office, the same thought. Like, they had a 7-11 record coming in, but dual county league and some of the teams they play, you look at it, and you look at their schedule, who they played, and then you get tape on them, and you watch them, and there's like they have some big physical girls who with some skill, and you're like, looking at our team, I didn't think we matched up well with that. So that definitely, you hit the nail on the head, with that assessment. But
so obviously you had nothing to do with the win. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just.
No. Bedford was tough. They had a sophomore center, number 25. She's a big girl. Thankfully we got her into foul trouble early. And I think that kind of made the difference. We were able to, a lot of nerves for both teams early on. It was only 8-4 after one, but once we got her with two, and then we got her with three really on in the second, we were able to open the score a little bit and just kind of keep pace with that.
All right. So, as far as individuals that were impactful for you guys, the, Winthrop on, two nights ago, who were those players?
So Caroline Earl, who's a junior captain for us. Was tasked with defending her, and only gave up seven. Obviously she had good help defense, but, on the flip side, she was also getting covered by her, and she was 4-for-5 from the field. She ended up with 12, but it was a huge 12. She put us, she had a couple jumpers over her, and she had a beautiful and one to get that girl her third foul. So she really stuck out with a double-double. She had 12 and 10. Mara Dorr, kind of been a consistent force, had 16 again. Started a little slow for her, like got some nerves, but once she started pacing herself, she paced us in the third quarter. We were able to bring it to a 16-point lead. And then early on, Lily Pulsifer, when we did have those nerves, she had two threes in the first quarter to kind of settle us. So those were the three who kind of just paced us offensively. And then sophomore Julia Marcocchio, just a calming force as a sophomore, just playing outstanding defense and just rebounding for us was kind of the key.
Yeah. You mentioned, I forgot the exact phrase you used, but the girl with the 12 points and, you're so right in describing it as kind of it was impactful 12 points. And when you have those matchups or those different matchups, somebody with 8 points, 10 points, that could be huge in a game, in a matchup kind of game, like when you're playing a team like Bedford. Yeah.
Exactly. Like we're looking at 25. She's about 6 feet tall, and we watched how she kind of just dominated games and was getting to the rim and getting to the foul line and, blocking shots. And, when Earl, who paced us with the 12, and Omar had 16, but she was 4-for-5. She shot 80% from the field. Again, only five shots, only scored 12. But the timing of the shots, when we're up six, like just about the half's about to end, and then she hits a jumper over the girl in the far corner, and it puts you in eight. That the timing and the impact of those shots was immense, and it just it elevated the entire team.
Gotcha. All right. Now, I know you mentioned a lot of names there, and I think a lot of the information will transfer into this next question or to answer the next question. But maybe tell me more. A little bit more about the girls and their roles with the team, and maybe go a little deeper with us. And obviously, you've already told us some of this stuff, but you know what I want you to maybe give a little thumbnail sketch of some of your other key players.
So I'll just start with Dorr. She's chasing 1,000 points. She'll probably hit that early next year. She's averaging just about 16 and 14 right now. 16 points and 14 rebounds. So she's kind of just like our leader, like in terms of like scoring and energy. And, you know, as she goes, we kind of go. Caroline Earl, you know, is another junior captain who is just our big, who just rebounds and just pretty much controls the middle of the court for us during a press breaker or defense or offense, sets the hard screens. She's really a leader in that. We have Lily Pulser, all-star last year, NHC all-star as a guard, who just, you know, just a steady force shooting, just always seems to hit big shots for us. You know, next up, and like to round out our starting five, we have Julia Marcocio. She's a sophomore. It's funny, like, we were talking about her. She had 4 points the other day, both in the fourth quarter. Huge shots in transition to when Bedford was chipping down, puts us back up by 8 or 10 points. You know, had like 9 rebounds, huge rebounder for us. Just she doesn't show up in the scorebook, but she has been one of our most impactful players. And then and to round out the side lineup, we have freshman guard Maddie Stiglitz, who has just been, you know, such a steady force for us at the point as a freshman. She started a little slow this year, but her skill, she might be one of our most skillful players in terms of, like, being able to handle pressure, shooting, dribbling. She kind of does it all as a freshman. And then our bench roles, we have Carolyn Kinsella and Paulina Bell, who could easily be starters for us. Carolyn Kinsella is a junior point guard. She's a fourth grade. She's a great passer. And she's probably, I'd probably say, I think close to 15 or 16 loose balls. So she kind of gets, she's in, that's missing 4 games. So in like 20 games, she kind of averages 1 loose ball a game. Real fiery, works extremely hard. And then Paulina Bell is just, she sets the hardest screens out of anybody I've ever met. She's undersized forward, but she kind of can control glass and, you know, if we need a big screen, she's set.
All right. So we are, we're talking with Joe Lowe, the basketball coach at Winthrop High School. Joe, up next, this is a tough bracket. I mean, Division III, there's some great teams there for sure. And you're at Whittier in your next game, which would be tomorrow night. So, which is now Thursday night, right? So Thursday night. So what do you know about Whittier?
So Whittier, they're 16-4. You know, they have a senior, I don't even want to call it forward or guard, just a senior, Gracie Fosa, number 23. I believe she's committed to Providence College. Will probably be the best player we've seen all year. Watching some tape on her, she dominates games. Like, physically, it's probably like nobody we've seen. She can shoot, she passes, she rebounds. She's like a complete player. There's not one thing she can't do on the court. And she'll pretty much be the key. If we can slow her down and limit her transition buckets, you know, and try to make the game a half-court pace game where we're making them eat shot clock, I think we'll be okay. But they got some other players. I don't know their names, just their numbers, but they got some kids who can space the floor around her and shoot. So the half-court helping defense really has to be on tomorrow. She's going to get her points, and she's going to get in the lane. It's just a matter of we can reclose out and limit those shots from the other players.
Finally, Joe, maybe two last questions, and that would be, tell our listeners about a couple of key games, important games, you know, as you see them as a coach that you that your team played this year. They could be wins, but they could be losses, too, where you learn a lot.
So I think the games for us are two league games. You know, to start, it was Saugus. Early on, we lost double overtime. We lost 44-40. The coach, Schrunder, is a great guy, like, great program. He has a ton of talent over there. And that game just kind of taught us how to play. A complete four-quarter game, and, you know, even into overtime where you can't take plays off. We didn't come out in the first quarter, and, you know, that pace that Saugus played, we kind of saw and learned, you know, all right, we gotta start early because they always start early and often. And the second was English, was another loss. We lost 42-38, had a chance to tie it up, but again, just the pressure moments in those two games have allowed us to, you know, when Bedford made a run the other day, our girls just went down and hit a shot. No need for me to call a timeout. Like, it's taught them to be able to weather the storm a little bit. So instead of me always having to use timeouts or, like, come and gather them, they'll just kind of know, like, all right, they're going to go on a little run, but we can go on ours too. So those two games. And I think another loss is Masco. We got blasted by 30. But just seeing, like, the level of competition that you're going to need, you know, a team who's so good where if you don't bring it, you can see how quickly you can get down. So I think those three losses have been the most impactful for us.
Yep. All right. The other thing, Joe, is quickly now, because you guys are young, do you have a senior starting or not? Or what's the deal? You guys are very young, right?
So I start three juniors.
That's what I'm – okay.
A sophomore and a freshman. But we have two seniors on the team, Alana Grillo and Sarah Pasillo, who have been, you know, tremendous, impactful players on the program who show up to everything. They work extremely hard. You know, when they do get in the games, they, you know, they're always doing the right things. And on the bench, they're always the two who are kind of just, you know, being the older leaders, always getting chance starting and making sure everybody's engaged.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I wanted to make sure about that. That's what I thought I remembered. And it explains the ability to improve and get better during the year because you are young. That's where I was going with that piece. And finally, Coach Lowe, who else is coaching with you at Winthrop this year?
So we got, you know, Mark DiGregorio, who's a Savio alum, played there in the early 2000s, also coached baseball here at Winthrop. He's one of the assistants. We have Quentin Dale, who was a state championship winner for Winthrop High School 2011 with Coach Brown. He's tremendous. He's a teacher in the building. And we have Coach Scott DuPont, who played at Norwich, and he was a Green Academy coach for 4 or 5 years in the Boston City League, who transferred into the building to teach, who, you know, as a varsity head coach, has brought a ton of experience and knowledge to the staff, so they make my job a lot easier.
You got it. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck tomorrow night at Whittier. We'll be following it and hope you guys do well. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yep, Joe Lowe, basketball coach at Winthrop High School. Coming right up, Mike Wilson from Rockport High School. They have not made the tournament or hosted a tournament game for a long time. Coach Wilson will be joining us just ahead on the Court Report. Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. Rockport coach Mike Wilson is joining us. And Coach Wilson, welcome. Good to be talking with you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a good problem to have here, having this phone call this late in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was asking you how you pronounce your opponent. And thanks to you, Maimonides is about right. Did I get that right for your next opponent?
That's right. That's what my research showed me.
It is funny because I've seen that school listed, you know, over the years, and it's easy just to type it out and not have to say it. Thank goodness too many times. But thanks to you, Mike, we have to say it, and you're playing.
I hope we don't get called and get corrected on it one more time.
No, that's fine.
That's what I think. They
can do that. But so you're playing Maimonides Saturday night now, 7:30 at Brookline High School. So a road game for Rockport.
Yeah.
And but you won last night. You won against Lynn Tech, 53-36. Let's go there and tell us about the first game in the tournament for Rockport.
Well, it has been a number of years. In fact, from what we can tell, Rockport girls basketball hadn't even hosted a tournament game, since early to mid-'80s. So that was quite a treat to be able to do that, to put ourselves in a position to do that. And the girls that was one of their goals this year, not only make the state tournament, but to get a first-round game. And they were very excited. And they they were ready for it last night, and then we came out firing on all cylinders, and that was the game coming out the first quarter. I think it was 15-2 at the end of the first quarter, and that, you know, got pretty even after that a lot, but it was enough of a hill for the Linn Tech to have to climb, but it gave us a good cushion. So, yeah, we're excited.
Mike, if I were to pin you down to single out a player or two that was instrumental last night, who would you have to tell me about?
Well, there's Kylie Schrock, who's been our leading scorer all year, and she's had a heck of a season, probably one of the best probably in Rockport High School history, girls or boys. She had ended up with 29 last night. That's what she even got injured in the fourth quarter a little bit. So she still had 29, and so she's been our offensive go-to person. And then Lauren Ryan, our senior point guard, also hit, I think she had 3 threes and hit 17. And so you can do the math real quick. We had 53 points, and between the two of them, they had 46 of them. So they definitely, had a great night. But it was such a defensive, you know, our hallmark all year has been our defense. So if we can keep a team 35 or around or below, we feel like we got a shot to win the game. So that's what happened last night, I guess.
Well, Mike, let me ask you then, as this is the segment where we elaborate a little bit more on some of your other players. I know you mentioned a couple, but feel free to add more about those players. But you mentioned the defense, and oftentimes, you know, in these interviews, I may not touch on that as much as we should, but obviously that's key. But let me lead you this way. Who are a couple of your really key defensive players then?
Well, Zoe Lucido is a guard. She's the off guard, and she plays. We often play a zone. We're not a real big team, so we don't have a real deep bench. So that's why we probably play zone as much as we do, and they usually play at the top of our zone. And Holly Gagnon is our center. She plays the middle on the back of the zone. And I also have a young lady comes off the bench that spells Holly and does a very good job too. Her name's Maya Churchill. And then on the other wing down low and opposite of Kylie is Taylor Frost, who's Taylor's got a little length to her, and she's often a matchup, you know, nightmare. Sometimes she gets a small forward over there or a guard or something, and she's about 5'7", 5'8", but she's got long arms, and she really does a really good job defensively and also on the boards for us too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's probably our, yeah, that's in addition to Lauren and Kylie. So
those are the key players right there.
The top. Oh, actually, let me forget about have a young freshman, Ava McDowell, and she's come off the bench and earned her way on the varsity this year, and she probably has the quickest hands on the team. So even though she's doesn't get quite as much playing time as everybody else, I think she ended up being like third on the team in steals or something like that. She's got a good upside coming forward. So yeah, she does a nice job too.
During the course of the season, Coach, was there a defining game or two for Rockport basketball, whether it be a loss where you learn a lot, or whether it was a key win where you also learn a little bit about, you know, what the team can do? What games might you point out to me?
Well, probably the first one. Well, we started off hot. We had most of these girls, even though they're two seniors, two juniors, and a sophomore starting, all five of them had been on the varsity for 3 years, including the sophomore. She started as an eighth grader. And so I think in last year we had a season where we were ended up at 8-12, but out of we had 11 games where it was 10 points or less. And we were 1-4 and lost 7, and 3 went to overtime. So we knew coming into this year that, you know, if we could just pull out a couple of those wins with so many people back, and so the girls really had set that goal. And so we got off to a good start, beat the Innovation Academy team, which is usually pretty good, I think the first or second, first game of the season. And then we have a tournament here in Rockport, and that was over the Christmas. So we started off 3-0, and then we won the first night, Essex Tech, and then we played the championship game against Cape Ann League team, Georgetown. And when we won that game, I think that really helped the girls. They really said, hey, we really have something, going to have something special this year. And with a couple games where against a really strong Matt team, which is, I think, they're the number one North seed team, which are very good, we felt like we had a chance to win almost every game. And I think they, sometimes we had mistakes and we didn't always accomplish all of them, but we were in a lot of them. And I think that win against Georgetown, we started off 5-0 and thought, we can do some things special. So that was probably a key moment, key game.
Yeah, I watched the scores from night to night, and Georgetown has had some decent wins this year as well. So, yeah, so that was you're right, that would be a statement game for sure. Hey, what do you know about your opponent, Maimonides, Saturday night at Brookline High School?
Well, what I do know of them, and I don't know a lot, is they're a very explosive team. I looked up their scoring averages, and for – I don't care if it's girls or boys, they average just almost 68 points a game. So
if you can hold them to 35, Coach, you've got
35, we might have a shot here. So I think they're gonna test our defense. So with say, if I know without even knowing anything about them other than that, you figure they're gonna press and they're gonna run. So we better be ready.
I would love for their coach to hear this interview and tell his other coaches, hey, this guy thinks he can hold us to 35 points.
Yeah. I guess. Well, that's our goal.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I get it. Yeah, no.
Yeah. But we'll see. It ought to be, it's just fun. It's just the girl. We don't rock for a small school. Yeah. We've gone into independent schedule and had some good seasons and stuff, but it's been a few years since we were in the tournament, and it was great atmosphere. Girls are just really special group of girls come together, and last night, that place was almost packed, and our gym could get very loud even if there's 20 people in the gym, so to have a few hundred in there last night was just crazy. And the girls were not, they didn't, they, like I said, they relished the moment. They did not back down from the challenge. So I was really proud of them.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great gym. It's a great high school gym for sure, the Rockport gym. Hey, last question, Mike. Who coaches with you with the team this year?
Greg Twomley is the JV coach, and he helps out when he can. Greg has three young kids under the age of three, so sometimes his schedule gets cut a little short. But I have a young lady who actually played for me my first year as a varsity coach. She's graduated college, and she was back in Rockport, and she works at the elementary school. And she comes over, and she's a volunteer assistant. And her name's Shelby Gale, and she's been a great asset this year. She knows me. She knows some of the drills I run. And, and she's not that much older than some of these girls. And she's been a big help this year, big help. So that's it, yeah, I guess.
Well, a great story, Coach, and thanks for sharing it with us. And good luck Saturday night down in Brookline. And, again, thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you very much.
Mike Wilson, head basketball coach at Rockport High School.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Court Report, and a special thanks to our three coaches, Adam DeBagis from Bishop Fenwick High School, Joe Lowe from Winthrop, and Mike Wilson of Rockport. We wish them the best of luck in their next games, their upcoming games in the state tournament. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks again for joining us. And check out the website for the latest news and scores and interviews from North Shore Sports right here on msonewsports.com.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.